The gospel reading comes from the 24th chapter of Luke. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucify him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm starting with a joke. I have to get on my phone here. Okay. A passenger in a taxi leaned over to ask the driver a question and tapped him on the shoulder. The driver screamed, lost control of the cab, nearly hit a bus, drove up over the curb, and stopped just inches from a large plate glass window. For a few moments, everything was silent in the cab, and then the still shaking driver said, "I'm sorry, but you scared the daylights out of me." The frightened passenger apologized to the driver and said he didn't realize a mere tap on the shoulder could frighten him so much. No, I'm sorry," said the driver. "It's entirely my fault. Today is my first day driving a cab. I've been driving a hearse for the last 25 years. That's still funny. So I found that joke, and I think it's very fitting for today's story, today's gospel reading. You know, you have the story of these two people moving along, and they meet someone, and they start talking with this someone, and he seems to know some things about some things, and then it's not until they break bread with him that he realizes, that they realize that it was Jesus. I found this quote, which I thought was pretty good. "God is at home. It is we who have gone for a walk." God is at home. It is we who have gone for a walk. That's why Meister Eckhart said that. He was a mystic in the 1400s. God is at home. It is we who have gone for a walk. We journey like those disciples. We move on our roads, whatever roads those may be. And today, the path has brought us here together. And so the songs that we sing for the rest of the service, when you get a foretaste of the feast to come, when we have bread and wine together, hopefully that's a place, like in Scripture where we just read in this story to Emmaus, where you see Jesus. And you never know. You never know. You could, like that cab driver, get tapped on the shoulder. And it might scare the bejesus out of you. But you'll know it's Jesus as well. So that's the good news, is that God comes to us on our journey, just like these disciples. And you never know how it's going to come. But the promise is, when we gather in the breaking of the bread, Jesus is here. On the road, whichever road is our road, Jesus will be there meeting us. We are heading home. It's just our journey to God. Thanks be to God that Jesus comes to us like on the road to Emmaus. Amen.